Hey, let's talk about Freddy, Freddie, Raymond, Raymond. This is a 79-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history of traumatic hemorrhagic subarachnoid bleed. He also suffers from COPD, chronic bronchitis, chronic shortness of breath, coronary artery disease. He wheezes at all times because of his chronic aspiration, weakness, total debility, decreased oral intake, decreased weight. He also has, he continues to have decreased mentation oriented to a person only, period. He's definitely bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent, and ADL dependent, period. He's now sleeping about 12 to 14 hours a day, period. He has a rollator for ambulation, which he's using less and less and not at all at this time, period. Physician has fatigue with even speaking, uses his albuterol on a regular basis. He has oxygen that he uses at 2 liters. His O2 today on 2 liter is 93%. His MAC is 26.8 at this time. His KPS is at 40%. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. The patient is expected to do poorly. Remains hospice appropriate and has most likely less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of his disease. Thank you.